Well, tonight I'm going to do something I haven't done in a long time, and that is I am going to gorge on some carbs. Just pulled into a Pilot truck stop. I don't even know where I am. Someplace. I think I'm in Mississippi, but who knows. In fact, I think I'm right over the state line in Mississippi, and there is a Waffle House across the way. I'm going to walk over there, and we're going to gorge on some carbs at the Waffle House because I've been feeling pretty dizzy lately. We're going to talk about food on the road and observations after a month of nomad lifestyle in podcast 969, the Bob Davis Podcasts. Well, these days, if you spend any time watching television, you're going to be deluged with these insurance commercials. And there is lots of advertising for insurance companies, especially auto insurance. But there aren't too many personal stories about service. One of the things I've been doing is sharing some of my personal stories about Kim Nybo and Kim Nybo Insurance with listeners to the Bob Davis Podcast, because she really takes care of customers. In fact, customer service is what it's all about. Among the reasons that you want to have Kim Nybo is she was just saying the other day that a lot of people are buying snowmobiles, or they have snowmobiles, they're hauling them in trailers, and they're not insured because the trailer is not insured. People assume because they have auto insurance, that stuff is on the auto insurance policy. She told me, have me on speed dial so that if you have any questions about that stuff, we can take care of you, because it's not that expensive to add riders to make sure that you're insured. If you have an accident or if you lose that trailer for some reason, at least you're covered, and particular for liability. So call Kim Nybo at State Farm. She, as I said, saved me hundreds of dollars on my auto insurance. And of course, they've always been there for me when I've been on the side of the road with Mobile Podcast Command or something to that effect. Proud to refer you to Kim Nybo Insurance and endorse the entire team at Nybo. They work as hard as I do. I always say it because it's true. And they are always on it. They're in Columbia Heights and Minneapolis. Cars, boats, motorcycles, auto, home, property, business, and life. Kim Nybo Insurance Agency, 763-571-6111. She likes to call it the Kim Nybo Agency, 763-571-6111, or click on the banner at the top of the page with Kim's picture at thebobdavispodcasts.com. I got to mention the idea of donations for Mobile Podcast Command. They're helping me do this trip. And those of you who are making donations, you're really helping me with this mega trip across the country in this search for whatever it is that I'm doing, and being able to do podcasts on the road and learn about what's going on in this country. And I want to thank Chris Broberg, who I haven't talked to in a long time, but Chris is always there, and he donated $100 to the Bob Davis Podcast recently. There have been many, many others, and I really appreciate the donations for Mobile Podcast Command, which means fuel primarily, because apparently I'm not buying that much food, as you'll learn in this podcast. Thanks again for your donations to Mobile Podcast Command. If you want to donate, go to thebobdavispodcast.com. Look for the picture of Mobile Podcast Command down in Texas. Scroll down slightly. You'll see a yellow oval that says donate. Click on it. Takes you to the PayPal interface. And all you have to do is just, you know, donate. And it doesn't matter how much. $5, $10, $25, $100. Whatever you want to put, I'll take the biggest or the smallest donation. Thanks again for donating and listening and subscribing to the Bob Davis Podcasts.
Can I sit back here?
Yes, sir.
It's okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Now that I got situated, I have to keep my voice down because they probably think I'm crazy sitting here talking into a microphone. But here at the Waffle House, and I'm going to order up some major carbs.
Coffee, please.
Coffee, all right.
No, come on. I guess I'll look at the menu. Thank you.
Now, why am I doing this? Well, the other day I noticed I was feeling pretty dizzy, actually. And I concluded, after trying a bunch of different things, trying to decide don't take vitamins, don't do this, or take more vitamins, I decided that the whole thing was apparently due to the fact that I was not eating, and I wasn't even aware that I wasn't eating. This is what I think is really interesting. So you don't always cook when you're on the road.
Yeah.
So you don't always eat. Now I'm going to go through the, later on in the podcast, I'm going to go through the list of what I have on the truck that I eat. But it's something I was kind of surprised about, because I'm a guy who loves to eat. But you end up, you don't really want to cook in a truck stop or Walmart parking lot. The reason for that is,
I guess I'll have the 2-egg breakfast. And scramble. And I'll have sausage. And then I want a waffle too.
All right. So you want the all star?
Well, just a basic waffle. I don't know how you do that, but it doesn't need to be gigantic. But, you know, is that it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that'll be
all right,
it.
Do you want the hash browns or the grits?
Pardon me?
Do you want the hash browns or the grits?
Oh, I want the hash browns. Please.
All right. Would you like anything on your hash browns? Mac and cheese, grilled onion?
No, that's just hash browns. It's good.
All right.
Thank you.
It has to be kind of stealthy. Like, I don't necessarily, I always worry about security, especially at the Walmart parking lot, because you're not supposed to cook in the parking lot. I don't know how truck stops feel about it. It's also easier to do in the summer, and it certainly isn't cold here. It feels like late fall in Minnesota down here right now, or Michigan or Illinois or whatever, wherever you're from. If you're from the northern tier, it's about 65 during the day and 50 or 45 at night, but it does get chilly out there cooking, and I like to get it done really fast. So that is, get the stove out, get the iron skillet out, cook everything really fast in one pan, which is a skill, get it all together, and you have to pull everything out beforehand so that it's all ready to just go into the plate, and then you can shut everything down, close the doors, and have dinner. And that's kind of a production. So what I've been doing is having steak and eggs, and a lot of protein, you know, steak, and then the next night steak, and then the next night eggs and bacon and spinach or broccoli or whatever. And it's a lot of protein, which is great, but not very many carbs. And I don't eat carbs that much, but apparently I was eating more carbs than I thought when I was at home. So yesterday I was really dizzy, and I pulled over. I take a coffee break at some point during the day, and I come back into the back of the truck, and I make a big pot of coffee, and I have a little snack. And I had 2 English muffins with peanut butter, and my hands were shaking, and I ate like a person basically coming out of a concentration camp or something. Last night, I went into a state park in Alabama. I guess that's where I was. And I had a can of beans, bacon and eggs with beans, I don't remember if I had any vegetables in that campground, so I had a can of beans. And today I actually feel a little bit better. And I know I've lost weight. You don't eat that much, you know, when you're on the road. And I think part of it is you just don't think about it. I had a Clif Bar this morning, a lot of carbs in a Clif Bar. So for breakfast, I'll have a Clif Bar. And then I don't eat lunch. If I do, it's beef jerky and nuts. And then I might not have really any dinner, or I might just have beef jerky and nuts again. So in the end, I was just thinking that my blood sugar was way down. So again, I decided to come here to the Waffle House, and it looks like the food is going to be coming pretty soon. So tonight I decided I'm going to go to the Waffle House and pull out all the stops. Yeah. Yeah, so back here in this back booth here at the Waffle House, the thing that's great about all this, despite the starvation, is it's a change in venue from going to see people to just cruising. First of all, I ate a lot at Thanksgiving. I'm probably going to mention that more than once. And so I really am not, I wasn't that hungry for a while. But as far as observations about the trip, now I feel like this thing is starting for me for real. You know, for the first part of the trip, it was seeing friends. So I was on a goal structure, got to get here, got to go there, across the Midwest and the South, and then family. And now I'm done. No more friends or family, because I don't have any more friends in this part of the country, at least until I get to Arizona and then California. And between the dizziness and the changes with the trip becoming real, I have found that there's a kind of psychological adjustment from having the objective of having to go see people and have these holiday, you know, visits. And when I got past all the visits with family, now suddenly we're on the road to Christmas, and people send me texts or call me and say, so where are you going to be for Christmas? And I'm like, well, I'm going to be on the Gulf Beach in Texas with nobody around, literally driving my car out of the beach and a fire and a roast in the Dutch oven underneath the fire. And I don't want to be anywhere for Christmas, and I really don't want to be with anyone at Christmas, which is kind of bizarre. So as they get the food ready here at the Waffle House, I'm going to talk about some of the things I've seen and the food I bring with me, because people have been asking about that, and we will do that in the second half of this podcast. Now, if you want to help animals, listen up. I'm happy to announce Inspire and Flourish is going to be with us for a while on the road in the Bob Davis podcast. InspireandFlourish.org helps those who rescue dogs and cats and help animals in need. Whatever agencies that do this important work need, Inspire and Flourish is there, and they do a few rescues themselves every now and then. So during this holiday season, it's a good thing to do to remind people who care about animals. InspireandFlourish.org uses your contributions exclusively to help those creatures who love us the most. And the agencies that help these animals depend on InspireandFlourish.org. Send your tax-deductible donation to Inspire and Flourish by visiting InspireandFlourish.org or click on their banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. I got a simple question for you. If you have a printer and you're buying those print cartridges, whether they're color cartridges or black and white, at the big box retailers, I want to ask you, why pay more to print? Because that's what you're doing. So the solution is Cartridge World in Maple Grove, Minnesota. They can save you up to 30% compared to the big box stores, and they are serving the universe from that store in Maple Grove. And Cartridge World cartridges are guaranteed to perform as good as new, free delivery on qualifying orders, and you can qualify for a printer. Some businesses can qualify for free printers. 763-420-6632. That's 763-420-6632. Or click on the Cartridge World banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. Okay, so first, food-wise, while I eat these, boy, these hash browns are so good. What did I bring with me? First of all, I brought a plastic container of dry goods. So that has beef jerky in it, nuts, and all that stuff is from Trader Joe's. I also have some dry prepared meals for the jet boil that I got in case I got into some kind of a jam. So I have pad thai, eggs and ham, chili mac that's dried, and then you mix it with water, hot water, and you let it soak for a while. And sometimes it works great, and sometimes it's watery and it's a mess. Basically camp food. And I have some canned food, green beans, corned beef and hash. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute, because there's a purpose for the corned beef and hash, which comes later in Arizona. Black beans, one can of which I've already eaten. I have a container of vitamins, which is pretty robust. I also have a container of powdered stuff. Maca, mushroom powder, creatine. And then I have another container, you know, a round container of pea protein smoothies, because I had to replace the Organo smoothies I had with the Ganoderma. The Ganoderma mushroom powder, which actually is very nutritious and very good, but I ran out of that, so now I'm onto the pea protein stuff. I also have a ton of coffee and coffee filters, right? I got all kinds of coffee, Italian roast, Komodo dragon coffee, stuff like that.
Thank you.
On the cold front, the cold food front, it took me about a day of doing this to figure out that the one thing you're not going to run out of when you're traveling, at least through the Midwest or out east, you're not going to run out of grocery stores. So I don't fill the cooler with food because it's just going to spoil. So I take just what I'm going to have in the next couple of days. And I have right now in my cooler over there, I have eggs and bacon. I got a few small steaks, which are really good from Walmart. I have some green beans. I have some spinach. I usually saute a whole bag of spinach with the bacon and eggs, which actually is not very much spinach, truth be told. Broccoli, which goes into the skillet, and then you pour water on top of that after you've taken everything else over. Boom, you got broccoli. Lemons for hot lemon water in the morning, almond milk, and sometimes I get treats like salami or special bacon and or sausage. And then I have some bars, like I have Be Kind bars and Clif. I like the Be Kind almonds and caramel. Clif bar is just peanut butter. You know, classic peanut butter. And I have coffee again and nuts and usually some English muffins. But now I have taken to buying these croissants, the butter croissants at Walmart, because the English muffins just make a huge mess when you start trying to toast them. I tried toasting them on the jet boil. Not recommended. Then I put them in the thing to try to toast them. Not recommended. It basically just makes a big mess. And so with the croissants, I don't have to toast them, and you just pull them apart and you can put the peanut butter on them and you're good to go. Can't wait to eat this waffle. So you can see after Thanksgiving, I really didn't want to eat. You know, the we ate an awful lot at Thanksgiving. All of us did.
Can you catch up, jelly, or anything?
No, thanks. I'm good.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
We did not do the turkey. We did a pot roast, and it was good. But we also ate other stuff, snacks. I ate a lot of ice cream at Thanksgiving. So I have not eaten that much because I didn't want to. And so this Waffle House is really another Thanksgiving for me tonight. So people have been asking me, since this is new, what's your take on the No Man World? What about the COVID restrictions? Are you encountering any issues with that? Well, I have some observations about some of the stuff I've seen. So, the Redneck Riviera from Destin, Florida to roughly Galveston is, you know, mostly, I would say, if it isn't the casinos of Biloxi, you know, it's these, you know, island communities along Route 98 and 90. Panama City is a good example. Pensacola is a great example. Pensacola Beach is a great example. High-rise resorts, varying level of luxury, hotels, things like that. Or you get these and you drive past one after the other, you know, these big Airbnb places, three or four floors high on stilts, right on the beach, that seem like they get destroyed every 5 years, like what happened in Mexico Beach, Florida. I love Mexico Beach, Florida, and I loved it because it was a small, dusty beach town. Went through there recently, and they've replaced the stuff that got destroyed by the more of these kinds of places. And there is still a lot of damage down here along the coastline from these recent hurricanes. Some places got hit harder than others, and some places were still in the process of recovering from previous hurricanes. I don't keep track of the hurricanes, so I don't know which one hit where. But I went into a great state park here in Alabama recently, and as I was there, I had some observations. First of all, this, I think it's Gulf Shores State Park. This is a recreation center, and so there's lots of things going on there besides camping. And it's right on the coast. You can go over to the beach, but you'd have to take a tram, or, you know, it's quite a hike to get to the beach. But I'd been on the beach, so I don't care. And I'll tell you about why in a second. And I had some judgments. You know, these are not necessarily judgments, but they're judgments. You know what I mean? And I noticed that a lot of these people in these RV parks, and they're all over the place, are people who, I mean, I'm sure they're retired, and they bought an RV, and they go to state parks, and that's great. Some of them have more money than others, and so they have very extensive RVs. And the way that they park their RVs and the way everything is set up is, it's very much like suburbia, you know, and it's just bizarre. So you grow up in suburbia, you have a family in suburbia, you retire in suburbia, you get yourself your RV, and you go to the state park, and you park your RV, and you're in suburbia, except all the houses have wheels. And that's all fine and well, but my problem with this is there's not really much there for me. And one of the things I like is that I had a great night the other night on Pensacola Beach Island, which is a national park. And it was open, but they weren't charging, and there weren't many rangers there, and there's still a lot of hurricane damage, and the hurricane pulled the sand up and covered a lot of these parking areas. And so they're excavating the parking areas. So I found one where there were people. This is one of the ones that was just newly open. And I parked between two front loaders. And I was a little concerned that people were going to bother me. It was Friday. And, you know, late at night, around 11 or midnight, some kids came and went on the beach. And slowly I realized that nobody was going to bother me. And by the way, I bought an electric throw from Walmart, and I have that underneath me, and it will keep me warm with no heat, so I don't have to run the propane heat all night. And the thing is, I slept, but I didn't sleep real great that night on the beach. So in the state park, I was able to get some electricity, run the electric heat, and so on. And of course, you're secure, and this is probably why people come to these places. And I was able to get some sleep. You may not get that if you're boondocking on the beach, but you won't be able to boondock on the beach with a gigantic RV either. You kind of are stuck going into the big RV parks just because of maneuvering and everything else. So that's one of the reasons I love the ambulance. The other reason I love the ambulance is it's very stealthy in the sense that people just look at it and either they don't see that it's an ambulance, it just looks like a utility truck in the dark, or they just go, oh, it's an ambulance, and people park ambulances all over the place and nobody ever thinks twice about it. So retirees, not much in common with them from this end. What I'm looking for is the opportunity to meet other nomads, and they do not stay in $50 a night state parks, right? Still, this question of what this is all about, stronger now, because there's no more people to visit, and of course, I'm not going home, right? There's so many things that have occurred to me in this process. All these little towns with the curio shops and antique stores and all these little old ladies who aren't that old, they're like 60, but they go and they have breakfast and they buy stuff in the little shops. A lot of those people have RVs or they live in those towns. And some people who have, you know, some money are having this experience. And you have all these towns with economies based on renting the Airbnb cottages and beach houses and these really expensive RV parks filled to the brim, right? So I know there's more money out there than we hear about in the news. But I think it's an enormous amount of money to spend in December. To come to Florida or Gulf Shores or someplace like that when the highs in the 60s and the lows in the 50s and so forth. Getting back to the food angle, while I suffered a little bit of dizziness because I was starving myself, and I did lose some weight, right, which is good, I also realized you really don't need a lot of food and you don't need a lot of stuff. We don't need as much as we think we do sometimes. So it's been a full month of doing this. Not only is there a lot of realizations about what life is and what money does for us, which I have always regarded as fuel, my friends say my goal appears to be enlightenment, to become enlightened. And I think I'm experiencing enlightenment in terms of what I want to do, what I will do, and what will motivate me in the future. I know I don't want to live in some town with curio and antique shops, whatever. And people say, what are you going to do? And right now, I would say, I'm going to continue doing this, because the greatest part about all of it is, if you don't like the state park, not that it was a bad state park, if you don't like Gulf Shores or if you don't like Pensacola, you just move on. And of course, you want the short distances for touring. And finally, people have asked about the pandemic. When you're traveling like this, or at least for me, I haven't noticed the pandemic. And down here, not a lot of mask wearing. They are required in some places, and different states have different policies. But people have said all sorts of things to me, horror stories about how you have to watch out for this and that. Nothing has happened. I haven't been rousted or pulled over and forced to take a test or asked anything about my status from being from Minnesota. And as far as that's concerned, I'm glad I'm not there. One thing I feel very strongly about, that I had to leave in order to make something happen, and something is happening, and I am glad to be on the road. Hey, I gotta mention, one of the things very interesting moving from state to state is to see the difference in prices of fuel. And I've said a couple of times that you learn to really appreciate those places where fuel is cheaper. Now, in Minnesota, that is accomplished with independent refueling stations. And I always have to mention 36 Lynn, which is at 36 and Lindale Avenue in South Minneapolis in the Lynn Lake neighborhood. Been going there for years. One of the reasons they're always so busy is because they're an independent refueling station, so they can get a better deal on fuel and pass the savings on to their customers. And what they've done there is they've really turned that store into something special. Locally sourced products, great coffee. There's always food trucks there around lunch. They do all kinds of community events. They're really down with the community and really helping the community, especially when you consider that that general area really had a tough time last summer. And so if you get a chance, stop by 36 Lynn, get a cup of coffee, get a refuel, and say hello. Great guys at 36 Lynn. Check their Instagram feed out at 36 Lynn and online at 36lynn.com, or click on their really cool modern banner at the top of the page at the Bob Davis Podcasts.com. And I miss you guys. Well, we don't know yet what trade policy is going to be. Democrats have not always been free traders, and so there's always this issue of what foreign manufacturing is going to look like. So if you're a company that is manufacturing and you're looking for an American manufacturer, look no further than Depot Star American Design, Engineering, and Manufacturing. They are also great with inventors, because Mark Korn, the owner, is an inventor himself. Visit their website at DepotStar.com. That's DepotStar.com. DepotStar.com. Well, it's time to pay the bill and head on back to Mobile Podcast Command. Thanks for listening to Podcast 969, the Bob Davis Podcasts. I feel so good now that I've had this incredible waffle, hash browns, scrambled eggs, sausage, and toast here at the Waffle House. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, everything was good. Awesome. It's Waffle House, right? Yeah, please. Thank you much.
So satisfying.
Waffle, sausage, scrambled eggs, two pieces of toast with butter, hash browns. Wow, was that good?